The College Experience, Indiana Hoosier at Ohio State preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes, woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience, Indiana at Ohio State style. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we're picking Big Ten marquee matchup here. I can't believe I'm saying that. Yes. We got Indiana, the Hoosiers. This is not a college basketball preview. This is a college football preview. But to be fair, the Hoosiers haven't been great in basketball in a while anyway. But Tom Allen doing a heck of a job with the Hoosiers. They're ranked number 9. I don't believe they should be ranked number 9, but I'm excited to see what they've been doing. And you know, I would love to see Indiana come up and continue to test the so-called Big Ten powers. I don't think they're the number 9 team though. Personally, I think I'd probably bump them back a little bit, but they're 4-0, and 4-0 is 4-0. I think the scary part though is if you look at this for Hoosiers backers, like I said, I love what you guys are doing. I hope you go undefeated. All right, but you look at this thing. You got a 1-point overtime win against Penn State, who was number 8 at the time. Shows how good those so-called preseason rankings are. Having Penn State at number 8, they're 0-4, and they play Iowa this week. They might go 0-5. You win by one in a game where you are you got severely outgained. It's a win is a win is a win. I thought Penn State was kind of the better team in Indiana, let them off the hook. Then you go at Rutgers and you get a nice 16-point win. Kudos to you for beating the Golden Guido, Greg Schiano. Then you take on Michigan. You win by 17. Very impressive win because you hadn't beaten Michigan since the 1980s. And then a really stellar win against the Mel Tucker and his, you know, stellar offense with the Spartans. It's a big time hire. I'm glad he's the 12th paid coach in the country, 12th highest paid coach in the country, but they shut out the Spartans and everything looks good. Everything looks good. All right. But then you play Ohio State. And I actually think realistically, I mean, they get Maryland after that. I think Maryland's actually decent. Wisconsin obviously looks really good. Purdue's decent too. So, I mean, this is still something that we could see. I could totally see Indiana being 4-4. I'm hoping for you guys, but I don't know. I at least give me a winning record for the season. All right, come on, Hoosiers. When you look at this Hoosier team, so wait, first off, what is that? A combined 0-4, then what? 1-3. So what? 1-7, and then another 1-3. So what? 2-10, and their combined teams' records are 3-13. So how do you put them at number 9? That's my knock there. I almost think it's there to pad Ohio State's strength of schedule, perhaps. I don't know, but I don't know. We'll get to it. You look at this Indiana team, Michael Penix, he's doing good. He was good last year. 91 of 150 for 1,070 yards, completing just about 61% of his passes, 7.1 yards a pass, 9 touchdown, 3 picks. He also has 2 rushing touchdowns. He's good. He's a solid quarterback. You look at the running back. Stevie Scott is a real difference maker for this Indiana team. 88 rushes, 319 yards, just 3.6 yards a carry, but 5 touchdowns. He also has 8 for 25 in the receiving game. And Samson James will get most of the carries. Maybe Tim Baldwin Jr. steals one against the Buckeyes, but I mean, Scott's good. I liked him last year. And then the wideouts. Now Ty Frohfogle has been completely impressive so far this season, even with Wop Filliard too. Both those guys have 24 catches on the season. Freifogel has 424 yards, 4 touchdowns, averaging 18 yards a grab. This is something where we're going to see the Buckeyes. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because as Patty C, my co-host on this show, traditionally has pointed out that Ohio State's defense might not be as good as what we think, you know, what we're used to years past wise. And if so, then Penix is going to need to really, really, you know, drive it home with Filliard and Freifogel to stay in this game. Because although Tom Allen's a defensive coach, I think Ohio State has too much offensive firepower. You're going to need Indiana to score some. It's 2020 college football, unfortunately. But they also have Miles Marshall. He's another guy, 11 for 129 and a score, get him into the mix. Javon Swinton, maybe Jacoby Hewitt. I don't know, but tight end. Here's a guy to circle here. Tight end Peyton Hendershot. If you listen to our DFS podcast, and by the way, if you want, come play DraftKings with us this weekend, Peyton Hendershot, he's a good tight end, and he was good last year, and he's good this year. NC Nick played him on his DFS lineup this week. If I'm Tom Allen, you know you're going to have to score points. You know, obviously you want to set up the run with Stevie Scott, but if that doesn't work and the passing game beats, because Nebraska showed little flashes of being able to do that. Hendershot needs to have a huge game. Freifogel, Filliard, maybe Miles Marshall. These are key guys. In the kicking game, Charles Campbell's 14 of 14 on extra points, 7 of 8 on field goals with a long of 52. So I'm not worried there. Defensively, like I said, Tom Allen's specialty. They have 12 sacks. They have 12 sacks and they have 10 interceptions. That's the real thing that really stands out. 10 interceptions. They also have 3 forced fumbles. That's really good. I can't knock you there at all. I just wonder if you've seen an offense as good as Ohio State. We'll see. But you look at you break down the defense for the Hoosiers on the defensive line. Jerome Johnson, 10 tackles, 2 sacks. That's one to circle on the D line. Also, DeMarcus Elliott gets in there, makes some tackles as well. Same with James Head Jr., who's got a sack, and Alfred Bryant. Maybe Javon Swan gets in there some too. But that will pretty much make up that D line. Linebacking core, pretty decent. And the guy you really want to circle here is McFadden. Leads the team in tackles. Michael McFadden, 30 tackles, 2 sacks. He's all over the field. Him, Cam Jones, who has 13 tackles, 1 sack, 1 pass deflection. He'll be joined also by James Miller and Thomas Allen. Maybe DK Bonhomme gets in there, but I don't know. I don't know. I think they might go heavy with the defensive backs, and in that defensive backfield, which I think might be their strongest unit, Taiwan Mullen, circle that name. 21 stops, 2 second on the team in tackles, 2.5 sacks, 2 pass deflections, 2 interceptions. Guys all over the field. He's accompanied by Devin Matthews, who's got 21 tackles, a sack, 5 pass deflections, and a pick. Also, Reese Taylor, 20 tackles, 1 sack, 2 pass deflections and a pick. And Jamar Johnson, 20 tackles, 1 pass deflection and a pick and a forced fumble. I mean, these guys are getting after it. Also, Jalen Williams will get in there too. He's got 2 interceptions on the season. Secondary is really good. Bryant Fitzgerald might get in there too. So we'll see how they go or how they play amongst, you know, playing perhaps some of the best talent in the country. So let's shift over to Ohio State here. We talked Indiana. Now, Ohio State is kind of making their name off pedigree too. Yeah, sure. They passed the eye test. They look fantastic. But at the same time, if I'm going to be cruel on Indiana, I think I got to be cruel on Nebraska's what? 1-2. Penn State is 0-4. Rutgers is 1-3. So what is that? Combine what? 2-9. You played a combined 2-9 opponents. I mean, Maryland had a winning record. That would have been the first team they played with a winning record, and that game got canceled. I understand you guys were money last year. You look great. I can't say Patty C is talking about how the defense has holes. It might. I don't know that I can fully say that though. I think Penn State's got a decent offense despite them being 0-4. They put up 25 on you. Rutgers has a coach that was just coaching at Ohio State a few years ago. Coached with Ryan Day. So who's going to know his offense, you know, and his defense, you know, more than Greg Schiano. So, this is a big time game. I'm excited for this game. I would love to see Indiana go undefeated this year. It'd be like the best story in 2020. But when you look at Ohio State, Justin Fields is 72 of 83 for 908 yards. That's, he's completing 87% of his passes, guys. And I'll be honest, watch the tape, go back and watch those games. Those like 11 incompletions. Like I feel like 6 or 7 of those are drops. Guys on fire, 11 yards of completion, 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I don't know. Can we talk about Kirby Smart started Jake Fromm over Justin Fields? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? That's why he's a dinosaur. He is a dinosaur football coach. But in the run game, Trey Sermon, the Oklahoma transfer, 36 for 172. But the real guy has been Master Teague, the third, 47 rushes for 211 yards, 4.5 yards a rush, 4 touchdowns. All of those guys will get in there. Maybe Steel Chambers makes an appearance too. It's Ohio State. They're talented. Wideout wise, Garrett Wilson, 24 catches, 344 yards, 2 scores. And then Chris Olave both these guys will be in the NFL. 18 catches for 288 yards, 16 yards a catch, 4 touchdowns as well. They're deep at wideout. Jameson Williams after that. Even Jeremy Ruckert at tight end is very good. Maybe even Julian Fleming gets in the game. I don't know, but this passing attack will be fine, even against Tom Allen, a defensive-minded coach. Kicking the ball, they've used 3 different kickers, but they haven't missed an extra point, but they are 2-4 on field goals. Perhaps if they somehow find themselves in a close game, maybe that could be an issue. Maybe. Defensively, that we just talked about, Patty sees a bit of a skeptic on the defense, and you know, maybe he's got a point. 9 sacks on the season, only 1 pick, which is surprising. 2 forced fumbles. That is surprising. Just from a stat, like the turnovers aren't there. A traditional Ohio State team would have a lot more turnovers. But if you look at the defensive line, you first want to circle the defensive tackle, Tommy Togai. I always forget how to pronounce those names. 14 tackles, 3 sacks. Jonathan Cooper getting in there, 10 tackles, half a sack. Zach Harrison, another one you definitely want to circle. 7 tackles, a sack and a half, and a pass deflection. And Haskell Garrett will get in there too. Even Javonte Jean-Baptiste will get in there as well. Linebacking wise, you know, I mean, from the days of Chris Spielman or Andy Katzenmoyer or AJ Hawk, this team's always got great linebackers, and they have probably the best name for a linebacker in all of college football, in Tough Borland. 16 tackles, 1 sack. I just want to call that guy's name out every time. Tough Borland. Get the ball to Tough Borland. Tough Borland with the stop. What a name. He's great. He's accompanied by actually their leader in tackles. Well, I guess Tough Borland's tied with him, with Pete Werner. 16 stops on the season as well. And Baron Browning, 10 tackles, pass deflection. And Dallas Grant will also get some playing time. Maybe even Mitchell, reserve. And then in the secondary, Marcus Hooker, get ready for him to be in the NFL. 12 stops, a pass deflection and interception at the safety spot. He's also joined in that defensive backfield with Marcus Williamson. He's got 9 stops and a pass deflection at the corner spot. Sean Wade, 9 stops and a pass deflection as well. I think he'll be in the NFL as well. Banks will come in some packages. Ryan Watts. I mean, this is a really good defense. Josh Proctor, by the way, the other safety I did not mention. It's funny. They might give up big plays. Patty C might have a point, but when you look at, when you go position by position and look at the players, I'm like, no, they're good. They're good. Vegas says that line is what? Currently at Ohio State minus 20 and a half. This is one where I hope I'm wrong, but I'm taking the Buckeyes minus 20 and a half. If you have an opportunity in a teaser, knock that thing down. I know that's a crazy hook. You can knock it down to 14 and a half, but I think the play is to take Ohio State. I just don't know that Indiana can keep up from an offensive standpoint. If they can, great. You know, I wouldn't mind being wrong on this one, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to bet that Ohio State does it. If it was in Indiana, maybe, but there's no fans. The season's weird. But yeah, guys, this is the college experience. If you're a first time listener, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 3.5 years. So make sure you subscribe. We're available on all platforms. And when I say we've been handicapping every single Division I football and basketball game, yeah, every single Division I basketball game and football game. And me and my two co-hosts that normally join me, NC Nick and Patty C, we all make picks, give them away for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com on a spreadsheet, also on our Twitter accounts. But we've been over 500 every single season. And I'm not saying season as in well, football and basketball. Each individual season, we've been over 500 picking every game. We also give away our locks, and those have been way over 500. So you want to give us a follow, and we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. I'm hoping that you'll get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, because essentially that's how we get paid. Sponsors often look at the iTunes comments and they say, hey, I guess people like these fucking idiots, right? Let's give them some money. And then boom, you get more episodes and more breakdowns from us. Yeah. So we appreciate it if you can. And if you check us out, if you can go over there and do that, give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot with your phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, the Colby C-O-L-B-Y D on Twitter. Show me that screenshot so I know it's you, and I will send you a college experience t-shirt. All right. I'm going to put you in a raffle, but don't worry. You're going to win. This is like David Stern's NBA draft. All right. Oh, the Knicks won. They got Ewing. It's impossible. Well, it was done behind closed doors. But yes, you will win a t-shirt. So please do that if you can. Guys, Patty C, my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. He's on Twitter at Patty C 831. Also, NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Feel free to come play DraftKings with us. NC Nick does a great write-up over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. But we also invite the fans to come play DraftKings with us. We've really built this thing up, and it's fun, only a couple bucks. And we also give away me and NC Nick do a DFS podcast, a DraftKings podcast. So check out that drops Thursday night, Friday mornings, and come play. I was about 5 minutes away from winning 10 G's last week, only won 280, but I gave away that same lineup on the show. So you would have won $280 or perhaps something similar to that. Had you put my lineup in. We are still affiliated with the Sports Gambling Podcast. Obviously, go check them out at the SGP Network on Twitter. And yeah, this is the college experience, Indiana at Ohio State style. Go Hoosiers, but I'm betting on the Buckeyes. And we out.